Widow sues UKGC and Betfair over husband's suicide. A gambling reform advocate has taken the Gambling Commission to the High Court over its decision not to take regulatory action against Betfair in a specific case. The campaigner, Annie Ashton, lost her husband, Luke Ashton, to suicide in 2021 after accumulating £18,000 in debts. An inquest held in 2023 determined that Luke's death was caused by his gambling disorder. His alleged primary gambling platform, Betfair, had not flagged him as a problem gambler despite his substantial debts. Annie argues that the commission's refusal to act on Betfair is a clear failure to regulate, raising serious concerns about its ability to protect people from gambling harm. She is therefore asking the High Court for permission to pursue a judicial review of the regulator's decision. Annie's legal team includes Mary Varney, Dan Webster, and Helena Hart Watson from Lee Day's Human Rights Department and barrister Jesse Nichols of Matrix Chambers. Betfair and UKGC break silence. The defendants in Annie's High Court suit have responded to the latest developments in the dispute. Quote, "We hold ourselves to the highest standards in the industry and we reiterate our sincere condolences to Mrs. Ashton and her family over this tragic case. We have made a number of improvements to our player protections since early 2021. Unfortunately, due to live legal proceedings, we are unable to comment any further at this time." Spokesperson, Betfair. In its statement, the UKGC also noted that due to the ongoing legal proceedings, its comments are limited. However, it strongly refutes allegations of inadequate regulation and failure to protect individuals from harm. "We take robust action against gambling businesses. In the last 4 years, we have taken action against 56 operators who have paid out £105 million for failing to protect consumers. Just this week, we fined an operator £98,400 for failing to check on the welfare of a customer who spent nearly £2,000 over 2 days. We understand this is a sensitive matter, and our condolences go to Mrs. Ashton." The commission stated. UKGC unveils new rules. Earlier this month, the UKGC introduced new rules for gaming operators to deliver improved transparency for players in the UK. Operators are mandated to ask customers to set deposit limits before their first deposit. They must also allow players to review their account activity every 6 months, including a transaction history for that period. Additionally, they are required to inform customers about the level of protection afforded to their funds and provide periodic reminders.